6 feet at 8 seconds, and some patchy fog. Tonight out there, the west winds will be 5 to 15 knots, diminishing overnight, and the wind waves will be 1 to 3 feet. A northwest swell 3 to 6 feet at 8 seconds. And on Sunday, the west winds 5 knots, increasing to 5 to 15 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves 2 feet or less, northwest swell 3 to 6 feet at 8 seconds. Current temperatures for you. With Salinas, it's 59 degrees, and in Watsonville, it's 61. And in Monterey, it's 60 degrees. Here in Santa Cruz, outside KSU Studios, we're at 58 degrees. The official time is 10:06 and 42 seconds on this Saturday, July 26, 2008. Up next, we have the Saturday Special with MZ. You're tuned in to KSU 1080, and I'm Nikki James.
Indeed you are, and I sure am happy you told me the time, because there's no clock in this room.
Oh, push the button. It's down on the bottom of the B screen.
Oh, okay.
And it'll pop up.
Well, it says it's 10:07 a.m., but that's always there, but it doesn't. It's not clicking the second, you know what I mean?
No.
But it's okay, it's fine. You know, that's, you know, you're... Who needs a damn clock when you got Nikki James, indeed, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, heavy show, really good show that we did last week.
Yep.
sad, mm-hmm. But that's the kind of content that we like to do periodically. I think we should have some fun this week, okay?
I agree.
All right, what should we do for fun?
I think we should play some tunes and talk about music. I don't know.
Really?
Whatever you want to do.
I think we should play some tunes and talk about music, too. That'd be good.
Okay.
Speaking of music, Carol Stafford is in here, and she has... You want to put out a challenge or something, Carol?
Yeah, I do. Actually, at first I want a fanfare. I've never had a fanfare.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second.
Nikki,
it's not there.
Oh.
It's the crossfire.
Want crossfires?
No, I have crossfire. I can play that.
You want fanfare?
Yeah, you want fanfare because of Carol being here.
Here's the fanfare.
Okay. Not even that fanfare can do you justice. Hey, Carol.
Hey.
You're the producer for the very special friend of KSCO for years and years, and the producer of the Food Chain Show.
Yeah, and I was just thinking this morning, how long have I been doing that? How long have I been hanging around here?
Olson says it's the 578th, you know.
It's just a couple of weeks, it'll be the 600th show.
Jeez.
But I haven't been doing it the whole time, so I don't know, maybe like... 8-9 years?
Now, wait a minute. Now, I know that there have been some reruns. So, like, the 324th show might be the same as the second show and the seventh.
I'm not sure how he's counting. He might be counting shows. He might be counting weeks. I don't know. You'd have to ask him about that.
Okay. Let's.
You going to get him?
Yeah, if we can here. How do you? Okay, here. Okay, let's see if we can. I hope he's where his cell phone works. You know,
he might still be here. Actually.
Oh, really? Then it doesn't work.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I could go and check
because of the 10,000-watt radio station.
I'll go check.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Hello.
Hi, ZO here.
Hey.
Okay, we're on the air. Yeah, you know what we're.
Individual shows.
But what is it?
Individual shows.
The real. So that doesn't count the reruns. If you counted the reruns, how many would it be?
I don't know. I haven't done that many reruns. Maybe half dozen.
That's all?
Yeah.
In all these years? Because no one else, you know, no one guest hosts for you, right?
I don't think I've done very many. I've done a few over the last couple of years, but before that, none.
Right.
Well,
congratulations. I mean, that's amazing. That's probably more Saturday special, more than I've done the Saturday special.
I don't think so.
No?
No. How many Saturday specials have you done?
Who knows? God, you're talking to me like I'm an organized person or something, you know?
You should see his car. No, just kidding.
No one should see my car, you know, because the fact of the matter is my car is disgraceful. And I should, and if someone looked at my car, they would think that I should live in a cage, not a car.
Don't be hard on yourself.
I'm
That's
just being
it's
honest.
A beautiful car.
Thank you. It is a beautiful car on the outside, but it's a mess on the inside. Anyhow, hey, well, congratulations. Oh, I had no idea. I thought it was just that was the number of Saturdays that you've been doing the show since you took it over. But it's that number is actually
shows.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Okay, well, way to
All
go.
Right. So what are you going to do today, Michael?
I don't know. Just, you know, make calls out to people. You know, whatever.
Up to?
Yeah, you got any ideas?
Well, you know, I missed a couple of callers. Maybe they'll call back and get you going.
If they're not regular callers with predictable... I'm so... You know, I shouldn't say this, because is it only me... Is it only me that gets so sick and tired of the same old callers saying the same old things all the time?
It's not just you.
I don't think we get same old callers all the time.
Oh,
do
we
don't?
Oh, well, I know that's changing, right?
Ask Carol.
Yeah, Carol, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think the same old callers is one way of looking at it, but it's also our community.
That's true. That's true. And that's why I'm not sure that I'm right about that. Maybe it's just me. I have time to listen to the station a whole lot, but it seems that every time I tune in, I hear the same voice.
It depends on the show. It bugs the hell out of me. I think it depends on the show, too.
Yeah, it does.
Whatever it is, if it's a local talk show, I hear the same people all the time. All the time.
Carol, do we get the same callers on the food chain?
Well, some we get a lot. And then some people we have gotten a lot for stretches of time, and then they sort of disappear. But there are some people that we know them. We know their names, and we're like, oh, hi, how are you?
We only took two calls today. Were they regular callers?
One was.
One was?
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, it's not that I don't appreciate the regular, it's the callers who give us the local content, or who give a lot of the local content to the radio station. So,
yeah, and there are different kinds of regular callers. There are the ones that you roll your eyes when you hear them on the other end, but then there are the ones that are regular callers.
They're the lightning.
We had a really good caller today who talked about how fish use forest fires to find their way home.
Yeah, Bill.
God, that was great stuff.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
We love callers like that.
Yeah.
And when you get a caller like that for the first time, you ask them to call back, and then they do. And then you ask them to call back again, they do. And then they become a caller addict. But it doesn't matter. Because if they're talking about something different, if it's not predictable, like, for example, Richard N. Watsonville. Richard N. Watsonville, probably the most classic caller of all time, not only to this station, but to national shows and to other talk shows and everything. Richard has been written about in a book about talk radio.
Really?
Yeah. And he's a perfect example in my mind of somebody who is always welcome here at KSCO.
Because you never know where he's going to come.
Exactly. You never know. So it's not the fact that he's a regular caller, you know. It's a fact that you never know what's going to happen when Richard calls.
Well, the important thing is the content of the call, not who it is.
Yes.
Because you could have a regular caller who's got something great to say every single time.
Right.
And then you've got the ones who just say the same thing.
So Nikki and I were talking, and she said, so what are we doing today? I said, I don't know. I just want to have some fun. Because last week was a great program, but it was so serious. It was a heavy, heavy program. And this week, by comparison, as an alternative, I just want to do things a little different and have some fun. Maybe tell some jokes. Maybe play some things that people have emailed me on the internet. Talk about, how the world is changing. Maybe we could talk a little bit about, you know, whatever's in the news. It can be caller-driven, but please, the same old callers with the same old subjects. You know, if you want to be a same old caller, come up with a not a same old subject.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
well, that's your job.
Listen, you know me. I would rather blame everybody else and not take personal responsibility for anything. You know that. You know that? I mean, right? Everybody knows that. Blame everybody else. It's not my fault. It's theirs.
So your job is the pitcher. You pitch them a ball, and their job is to hit it.
Okay. hey, Mr. Food Chain Guy. Do you know about the electronic mouse traps?
No, I know nothing about them.
I had this mouse problem at my house.
What about skunks? You have any skunks yet?
Yeah. No, not that I know of. Put it that way. But let me tell you about.
You'll know if you have skunks.
Let me tell you about the mouse problem. Okay. They were running through my house, and they were frightening me. No, they weren't frightened. I don't get frightened with cute little mice, like some people do. But I didn't like the fact that there were mice running through my house, and I saw some evidence of mice dropping, you know, mice droppings, mouse droppings. Now, that's not good. That's not good.
No.
And so I went down to a drugstore to pick up some mouse bait. You know, what do you call it? That stuff that mouse poison. Mouse poison, you know, and so forth.
Decon.
Yeah. So I went in looking for that, and right next to it, there was something that cracked me up. I laughed so hard that people thought I was crazy. I couldn't control my laughter. Now, you're going to think this is very odd. I do have an odd sense of humor.
Let me guess.
What?
Was it the mice cubes?
No. No, it was a $22.95 mouse trap right next to the mouse and rat poison. And it works on four AA batteries, okay? You pen light batteries. You put in four batteries, and it's a little house. It's maybe, you know, 6 inches long by 2 inches high by 4 inches deep. And it's a little mouse house, you know, and it's got a cover. It's got two covers. One cover comes up, and you stick in some bait, which they recommend as crunchy peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Yeah. They love the peanut
butter. Yeah, they love the peanut butter. You smear the bait at the end of the tunnel, you know, in this little mouse house. And then on the other side, you stock the batteries and make sure, and you push the button to make sure that the LED goes on, and you hear a little beep or something that tells you that the trap is armed. And when the mousie walks in to the you close both the covers on the top, and then you stick the mouse trap closest to a wall, you know, where the little hole is for the mousie to walk in. So the mousie walks into the hole because he smells the peanut butter, and steps across two electric plates, and gets fried.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Is there enough electricity in those AA batteries to fry a mouse?
Well, I guess that's the electronics that are in the thing is, you know, in the part where you can't see it, must jack up the voltage or the current or something so that it does. But, you know, I touched those things. I touched the two plates after it was armed, but then I realized that, you know, the plates are not live until the cover is shut, and then you can't touch the plates. But I figured, what the heck? I even if it didn't work, I thought it was so funny that I decided to buy it. And I bought the trap, and I took it home, and I armed it. And I did everything that it said. The instructions were real simple. They were so simple, even I could follow them.
Even you.
Even me. So I armed it, and I did everything it said. And I went into the other room and listened to some karaoke. Because I am working on this. I am. That's what we'll end up doing today.
Okay.
Maybe that's what we'll end up. We'll put it out to the audience about how we will actually do this radio karaoke program that we've been talking about for weeks.
I know.
You know, and then you and I say, we got to get together, and then the weeks go by, and we never do. The only time we get together is on the show.
I know. Did you get a guitar number?
Get a guitar number?
You were going to go get a guitar.
Not yet. I got to learn how to sing first.
Sing first. Okay.
Yeah.
No worries.
Okay. So, anyhow, back to the mouse. I went to listen to karaoke, and just for the heck of it, in about 7 or 8 minutes, I decided to walk back to, you know, where I put the trap, and the LED was flashing. A flashing LED signals the presence of a mouse in the house. And so I opened it up, and there was a nice sleeping mouse that was very, very dead, and it wasn't crisp or anything like that. I said fried. I didn't really mean that.
It wasn't smoky.
No, it wasn't smoky or anything. But and the mouse had a smile on his face, you know, and his eyes were open. Yeah. So I picked the mouse up by its. Actually, I sort of dumped the mouse out and put
now
it.
Now it'll smell like dead mouse.
No. I don't think so. And then about three or four hours later, there was another one. I think that's just absolute, you know, a mouse. Don't you think that's a humane way to much better than the trap that goes clap and the mouse is, you know, might be dead or might be miserable for a while. This mouse walked in, he connects the plates and is immediately electrocuted.
Seems to work very well.
Does it work for more than one mouse, or do you have to buy a new trap?
No. You just one set of batteries is good for disposing of approximately 50 average size.
Oh my word!
Mice.
50.
Yeah, but you can't. But
average size.
Yeah, but if you can't, well, if it's bigger than average, he won't even fit in the hole.
Yeah.
You know, but once they, if the thing is flashing, it's a signal for you to empty the mouse because there isn't space. It's not, you're never going to get another mouse if
you
don't.
How many did you get?
Two. Well, just two that.
Uh-huh.
And ever since that was like three nights ago, and ever since then I keep looking at it, and there's no mouse. Do you think the word has gone out among the mouse community?
Yeah,
that
maybe
that this inviting looking smelling mouse house is to be avoided like the plague.
Peanut butter equals death.
Do you think that the peanut butter got all crusty and maybe all I need to do is just load it with new peanut butter?
Maybe. It does get crusty. It doesn't smell as much when it's all dried up.
All right. So that's one of the, that's what I did. And what did you do this week?
I did a lot of digging of bamboo.
It's very prolific, I understand. I mean, it's just invasive.
Hell.
Yes, really?
It's horrible. Well, there's some species that aren't so bad, but then we've got some of the bad ones.
Right.
Well, I have a question for you, Z. Are you going to do the wharf to wharf tomorrow morning?
You are with Kay. Oh, you mean am I going to run it or am I going to be?
Yes, are you going to run it?
Nah, I'm too old for that sort of thing. But maybe I'll walk it. Should I walk it?
Do they allow you to do that?
Yeah, do they allow you to do that? Is it against the law?
I'm not sure.
I think it's against the law to walk in the
No, I don't think so. There's a lot of walkers.
Okay.
Well, how long do they cut off the roads?
So you're at the end of the chain there. So the only runners we really get to watch are four Kenyans.
Yeah, that's right. It's always the same. It's always the Kenyans who always win. Hey, you know, we have a caller.
Good.
Do you know who it is?
No.
It's the traffic lackey.
Oh, I have to drop off. I have him at the farmer's market.
Okay.
Fresh food, and I can smell it from here.
With the farmer's face on it.
Where are you going, Michael? Come on, you big coward. Stay on the phone over there. We'll talk business.
I think he's gone already.
Is he gone already? Where's that guy gone?
Okay.
Jesus Christ, he doesn't want to talk sales, does he? Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Now listen.
I've got one of them contraptions you had over at your house too. I got one of those too. Very similar.
Electronic mouse trap?
Well, no, I got it at Frenchie's. It's not a mouse trap.
Oh, I. Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Catches other things.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
So I'm going to be at the wharf to wharf tomorrow, and I'm going to be picking tourist pockets, Mike.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
How will people know what the traffic lackey looks like?
Well, you know, I look very much like that picture of Dave Allen on the KSCO.com website. You know, have you seen that picture?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, go to KSCO.com.
Yeah.
And click on Dave Allen. You know, and you'll see a picture of Dave. I look very much like him.
Oh. Okay.
Have you been there, Mike?
No.
Okay. Go to KSCO.com because, Mike, as you know. The website is not the source of advertisement anymore. It's the source of revenue.
Yes.
And the radio station, KSCO AM 1080, should become the source of advertising for the source of revenue at your website, Mike. So you should really be developing
advertising the website with the radio is what you're saying. And then the website becomes the source of revenue, right?
Right. You put a link to Frenchies.com, Mike, and you sell, traps.
I see. Okay.
You know, not for mice, Mike, for other things.
Okay. I think I understand. I think I understand.
Well,
do you remember the time when we had Frenchie's on as an advertiser and the listeners did not like it at all? It was quite controversial.
Mike, those people are dead now.
Oh.
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago. What are you crazy?
More.
Those people would be 110 by now.
It was longer ago than that, actually.
Okay, yeah. They'd be 120 then, Mike. It was what, John Adams was doing that show?
That's right. John Adams was one of the people who was on the commercial.
Mike, John Adams was a big KFC guy. You know, KFC, where I used to work, Mike, we used to advertise with John Adams, Mike.
You did?
I was a manager over there, Uliano Incorporated. Big props to Nick Uliano, man. Very good friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Real estate guy here in the market, Mike. He's a real good guy, hard worker. Brought his Italian family to Santa Cruz and bought 10 KFCs and just went from there, Mike. Good guy.
I see.
Yeah, but Mike Baker can kiss my ass, Mike.
No, well, here. No, don't say that. That's not. Don't say things like that. Anyhow, listen, Traffic Lackey, thanks for your call to the Saturday special.
Well, Mike.
Which hasn't even started officially yet.
Right.
Yeah, we do need to start it officially, okay?
Well, Mike, I was thinking you could just have callers call and take cracks at me if you want to do that. I mean, no topic. I mean, I'm good with rolling with the punches, Mike.
What do you think, Carol? What do you think, Nikki? Is this dangerous? Is this dangerous?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
479-1080. You want to take a crack at the Traffic Lackey right now at KSCO.
Okay.
Well, I have my errands to run, so if I'm going to put out that challenge, I should put it out.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, thanks, Traffic Lackey. People can call in and give their comments about you if they want to, okay? Have a good one. So there goes Traffic Lackey. Here's your challenge. Go ahead.
Okay. Hang on, Sloopy. It had a verse that's cut out all the time. And if
so
anybody
it's not
can,
like a long version that some of the stations played every once in a while? Or?
Well, it was, I don't know, maybe somebody plays it, but very rarely. It was cut out because the song was just too long, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was 250, I guess, was the limit in those
right.
days. If somebody can sing it,
mm-hmm.
that missing verse, I'll have to think of a prize for them.
So you're
leaving.
Are you going to be glued to the radio so you'll be able to monitor this or what?
Well, no, they have to do it soon. If they know it, they have to call right now so that we don't get people who Google it and then, you know, because that's no fair.
Right. 479.
We want people who actually know it.
So you're looking for the lost verse of Hang On Sloopy by the...
The McCoys.
The McCoys, yeah. Okay, 479-10. I don't think you're going to get anybody to call.
I don't think so because it's never played.
Mm-hmm. Okay. While we're waiting, well, the phone is ringing, so Nick, you'll pick it up. Here's Steve in West Side.
Hi, MZ.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I heard a guy mention Frenchies, and immediately I thought of that woman that they were talking about during the week walking down through Santa Cruz naked. I think that was totally rude, and I think there's a place to do that, and it's not on Pacific Avenue. If she wanted to go into the library like that or down to the city council, that would be ridiculous. I think I went to my Bible study, and I brought it up, and one guy just kept saying that the students from up at there at the UC has a voting block, and that they're the ones that got it passed. And passed? The fact that the person can walk around nude. You know, isn't it sexually harassing men as she walks down there? Isn't she sexually harassing people?
I don't know if it's harassing. Sexually.
How about the children? What about the kids? The people that bring their kids to go to the movies or, you know, different things. I mean, they bring them down there to go to a restaurant, and then all of a sudden you look up and you see some girl walking by.
No, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but you're pulling my chain, right?
No,
there's no law that says. That
suppose I didn't see her and I didn't see the newspaper, but I was told it was in the newspaper that as long as she doesn't sexually harass anybody or make, you know, whatever, try to get people to sexually, whatever, that she can walk around nude. And some 90-year-old lady called and was talking on one of your programs, and she said, I'm going to get a bunch of my friends, and we're going to go down there and walk around. Then supposed to be some man called, and he said that if a man did it, he would probably get sexually aroused, and they would be able to arrest him because he had an erection. Well, geez, come on. Another thing, if you want to see a country in trauma, vote for Obama.
Okay.
I want to make sure to get that in.
Okay.
So I'm a first-time caller, and I agree that some guys have called too many times.
Okay.
Way too many times.
Okay, and so what can we do? There's something that we can do to encourage more new callers like yourself. Now, you might...
guys all the time, put up a limit on how many times you can call in a certain period of time.
Mm-hmm. That's an idea. What do you think, Carol?
Well, how would you regulate
that? Didn't we do that? It would be very difficult to regulate that here because the call screeners are different every hour.
Yeah.
You make a chart. You make a chart of people who've called.
You know what?
Or you know that certain people call, make a chart with a check in it, and as soon as he calls, had the chart checked. And then,
well, so you have people giving fake names.
Well, then you can go ahead and say, hey, you're lying, and you can ban like Ban Mike.
Yeah, how did Ban Mike get unbanned?
I think you got mad at him for saying something. I remember hearing that program, and then you unbanned him, but he's still banned because he likes to use that name. But then there's that Bobby guy, that Bob, whatever. Geez, that guy's a nut. That Sunshine guy?
Billy Sunshine.
But I used to like that, who was that guy, I remember his name.
Ban Mike, by the way.
Ban, I used to like Ban, but he doesn't call anymore. Was he banned?
Ban was Bend.
Ben.
Ban was Bend.
I think he was from Watsonville.
It was Ban and Salinas who was Bend.
Yeah, there was like a Ban or something like that. I think it was from Salinas.
You know what regular caller I miss?
Who?
Population Pat.
He calls every now and then.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was on.
I haven't heard him in ages, and he always had such good points.
But then you've got some really good callers that, you know, are worth listening to, but there's a couple of them that are just, every time they come on, you just want to change the channel.
And do you?
No, I just like grit my teeth.
Uh-huh.
You know, and this is the first time I've called. I've been listening to you since 2000, so I like your station. It's like I have a little hand radio I listen to all day long.
How did you discover us, Steve?
Just turning on the radio, and there you were.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
very
much.
Yeah, it's a good station.
Yes, thank you. So we want to have some fun here. You've been hearing us, you know, talk about this karaoke thing on the radio for a while. How do you think we can do?
Nikki sounds pretty good. She's got to get past her fear and start singing. She's got a real good voice.
Oh, she does. She
I actually
really
called her and
does.
Told her.
She really does.
You just got to let her get on and without nobody around and let her or make a tape and then bring it in and let her sing it.
You want to just do that for 20 minutes now and I'll. You know, we'll become the studio audience, Nikki. What do you think?
20 minutes.
I don't know.
You need to bring in some bands into your studio and use that studio also. Some of the local bands that are hot, you know.
Well, we always do that.
I'll think about it.
In the morning.
I sometimes play with my guitar.
Maybe, but that's about it.
Oh. So
I don't hear them any other time. Like
I see what you're saying. So just have bands all the time, not just on the morning show.
Wasn't that like for the old bands from the 40s used to come in there and play?
That's true.
Yeah, why don't you put that room to use?
Have you been to the room?
I came over when that guy was dying. The guy that was dying of cancer.
Quigley.
Yeah, and then I also went on the internet and I saw. I took the tour that you have of the station, going from room to room. There's a program you have on.
Oh, the virtual tour that Mr. Logic's virtual tour.
Yeah, my brother used to work over at KLGS way back in the '60s, and I used to go down there and watch him play. He never used to talk, but he used to work for Hilsenbeck, Jim Hilsenbeck.
Oh yeah.
And then he went to the one up in San Francisco. What was it? KGR, one of those TV. He works in Georgia now as a TV engineer. Chris Elliott. I don't know if you know him.
I think I've heard that name.
Yeah, he had black hair and he used to live around here, but he moved to Georgia and got married and met a Belle and moved out to Georgia. Now he works in Atlanta at some TV station up there.
Well, great.
But he was pretty well known. But he worked for Jim Hilsenbeck when that guy was on the radio smoking weed, you know, and that guy got arrested. And
Steve, you're a wonderful caller because you got a quick wit and a quick mind, and you don't talk slow.
Well, I'm kind of scared right now because it's my first call.
Oh.
You know, I hear people call, you know, they're all smooth, but you know, this is my first call, so I'm kind of. Plus, I just drank a bunch of coffee.
This is very, very. You sound like you might be a 33 record being played on 45, but that's good for talk radio.
Well, I just got up, and I'm, you know, like I said, I just drank some U-Van coffee, that instant stuff, and so I'm kind of. Plus, I'm kind of, you know, first call.
Okay, what about Traffic Lackey?
Yeah, and I'm about 53, so I'm not young. So.
What about Traffic Lackey?
His voice is kind of like scratching on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Every time I hear him, it's like he's trying to make that voice, because I can do that too. You know, anybody can make that voice. And you ought to talk normal.
I think so. You know, Traffic Lackey got the name because
he.
I agree with you. He should use his regular voice, and he should use his regular wit, and he shouldn't try so hard. And I think he'd be just fine.
I think he's trying to be a comedian, but it's not making it.
Uh-huh.
It's like going to a comedian show and sitting there waiting for the next guy to come on.
Yeah,
that's hard to say.
Okay. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling.
Yeah, my middle name is Mike, so you almost said
okay, Steve, Mike, Westside. So should we call you Westside? So Westside Santa Cruz, I assume, huh?
Yeah, well, I won't be calling much because I don't want to become one of the regulars.
I appreciate
sometimes it. I hear like that woman walking around. I think there's something that should be done. I think the businessmen down there should go to the city council and slam their arms on the table and say, no way, we're not going to go for that. And they should put petitions in every business down there. They should have people walking down there. Pretty soon you're going to have the homeless walking around, whatever, and it's going to stop people from coming down there. They're not going to want to go down there because they're not going to want to be, you know, if they want to see that, they go down to the nude beach. There's a place and a time.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
I'll see you later.
Appreciate your call. You have a good one. Mark in a truck. Hey, Mark in a truck. Question for Carol.
Hey, Michael, I'm really insulted. You know, nobody can really imitate my voice. I don't know what you're talking about, Michael.
Hey, I guess this voice can be imitated very easily. How about that?
Who was that?
This is Mark in a truck imitating
the traffic lights, Michael. You know what, Michael? I'm just sick and tired of all this.
You know, I guess he does have a very easily imitated voice. Huh, I guess he was right. Hey, I just wanted to talk to the
That's
girl
That's really good. I thought that was Andrew calling again.
Are you sure you're not?
What'd you say?
You could probably do it. Try it.
Yeah, anybody can do it, Michael. You just got to...
Anybody can do the frappic and laughing. Anybody can do it, MZ. What's wrong with you? Hey, Carol. Carol, why... Hey, I thought you had a lot of errands to do, Carol.
I do.
Yeah,
I got to go. Okay, you guys knock it off.
No, but, Mark, you were 10 times better than I was.
Oh, you know what? He would come on. I like the lackey because when him and Charlie would spar... Oh, my God. The traffic lackey would give Charlie so much crap, and I would just wait. He used to call in around 5:30 religiously, and I go, come on, lackey, call in. And finally, I think Charlie had had enough of him, but I used to sit down and try to imitate his
Charlie
voice.
Charlie told me he's not going to take his calls anymore. And
I think he's missing out. He needs to just lighten up a little bit and just roll with it, because I found him very entertaining.
So you think Charlie needs to pick up a little bit in the humor department?
You know, I love Charlie to death. He's a good talent. He's very entertaining. But there's a couple times where he needs to have a drink and just kind of relax a little bit.
Yeah, but just not around here, because we still are under FCC regulations here.
Oh, I didn't know you couldn't drink and be on the radio.
Well, you could drink
really?
Water, but you can't drink alcohol. And I assume that's the drink talking about.
Yeah, well, of course. But wait, really, there's a law that you cannot drink and be on the air?
Absolutely.
Why?
If I go figure. I don't know.
You're not operating heavy equipment.
Or driving. That's right. Well, we're sort of driving the radio station. That could be argued,
I suppose. But as long as you watch your mouth, and I have a really bad mouth, so every once in a while I got to go, okay, Mark, you're on the air. Check it. Don't say nothing.
No, you're not allowed to drink alcohol whilst on the air. And in fact, I think you're not even. I don't think you're allowed to have alcohol, to consume alcohol anywhere in the building, whether you're on the air or not.
Really?
I'm not positive about that, but I'm pretty sure.
We should
check
the
fridge.
Maybe
that's why they used to give Dean Martin so much crap, because they were that he was pushing the boundaries so much, having martinis.
Sort of became his. I was reading. I saw a thing on Biography about him, and he really wasn't much of a drinker. Actually, that just became sort of his style, and you know.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is. And the reason why I did call in, though, was to talk to whoever it was that was wanting to know about the McCoys and the missing verse.
That's me.
Now, I don't know the missing verse. I have a copy of it on a CD at home. I got a big, huge 60s collection. I play in the 60s band. I play keyboards.
Uh-huh.
But my question is, do you know what famous guitar player came from the McCoys?
Rick Derringer.
Oh, she is good. She's very good. And he's a very good guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they went on to play with Edgar Winter Group. That was the only thing I wanted to know. So anyway, Michael, I'll get off the air right now, and maybe you get the traffic lackey to call back in, and he can talk to stuff about there, too. What do you think there about that, Michael?
I think you are the traffic lackey. I really
do.
It's that
not.
Good.
Do you know what really makes... You know, the next time he calls in, write down how many times he says your name.
Yeah. It's true.
I know.
Because about every fourth wait. Oh, you know what? There, Michael. And I was talking about Michael. And I just went to the bathroom, Michael. And Michael. And Michael. And I was like, God. Lord.
Okay. And now, thank you, Mark, in a truck. Now, our next caller is our own Hakeem.
Oh,
he dropped off.
Why did Hakeem hang up?
But we should talk to Sam
and embarrass
SoCal.
Me. This is terrible.
I know.
Okay, here's SoCal. Sam and SoCal.
Hi.
Hi, Sam. Sam and SoCal. It says Sloopy.
Yeah, my wife just called me, and I was out working in the garden. She says, hey, they're asking a question about Sloopy by the McCoys. And I've been playing in rock and roll bands for a long time. And, of course, we did Sloopy. And I downloaded a version a while back, and I'm listening to it.
He said a while back, Carol, so
okay.
It's okay.
And I never heard this. I never heard this verse. So I thought, when she told me that, I said, well, what the heck? Let's try it. Sloopy wears a red dress as old as
you
the
gotta
hills.
Sing it, man.
But Sloopy wears a red dress, yeah. It's as old as the hills. Boom, boom. boom, 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 boom.
This guy's
but
good.
When Spooky wears that red dress, yeah, you know it gives me the chill. Boom, 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 boom. And that's it. I've never heard that before.
You
what,
win.
What prize does Sam at SoCal Sam
win? I don't know.
I got to put a plug in for our band. We're called the Digbeat, and we're playing tomorrow morning at the finish line at the Wharf to Wharf race.
Oh, wow. Right at the finish line. That's pretty good. How'd you swing that?
It's not the finish line. It's on the bandstand. It's past the
finish
line. That's
even better.
That's great.
So, Michael, when you finish the race, sprint to the bandstand. And we'll give your radio station a plug.
What a guy. All righty. Thank you, SoCal Sam.
Okay,
appreciate
Mike.
It. Okay, here's our good friend Hakeem. Hi, Hakeem.
Hey, Michael.
You hung up because you thought I wasn't going to get to you.
Oh, my daughter called on the other line, and you know.
Oh.
I had to go.
Now, listen, Hakeem, you got to tell your daughter not to do that.
Hey, so listen, I was calling because you brought up a very good point about new callers, and the guy who called, who was his first time calling, was describing interactions that took place on my show in the middle of the week there on the Noon Balloon on Wednesdays.
You know, I did hear that, actually,
and,
yeah.
I just wanted to kind of follow up on that. Now, he clearly listened to that show, and I would have loved for him to call because and this is an appeal out to any of these people, new callers, listen. I am dying for new callers. I want to hear different opinions. I want to hear maybe somebody with a little more sane approach to some things. And I love all of our regular callers. I love, you know, I love the call where I hear that, you know, 90-year-old women are going to talk about getting together and walking around downtown topless. By the way, I did look that up. It is actually a law. You can walk around downtown topless.
Anybody?
Anybody.
Since when? Where'd that come from?
I don't know when it went into effect, but it's been there for several years now.
This is an outrage. No, it's not. It's sort of fun. It's sort of fun.
Which is what I said. Well, look at my situation. My sister and my niece and nephew are in town from out of town, and one of the things they wanted to do was walk around downtown. Now, didn't they pick a fine day to go walk around downtown with my little 9-year-old nephew?
Well, what did your 9-year-old nephew say?
Well, I think that the whole, you know, I mean, basically nobody really said anything. They saw it coming and veered off and made a quick turn, but that's a very uncomfortable situation to put people in, and I think it's very selfish, and it's very inconsiderate. I mean, it's fine. If you want to make a point and be a nudist, or if you want to go to a nude beach, that's fine, but I just think it's so rude to put people in that type of situation.
But you wouldn't want a nude beach in your backyard, would you?
You know what? If it's a clearly defined area, I'm fine with it. You could put it in my backyard. If it's a clearly defined area, and I have a choice on whether I want to subject my children.
I have a suggestion for a nude beach.
Yeah?
It should be KSCO Beach. Should become a nude beach.
There you go.
Don't you think?
There you go.
Really? Why not?
That's Elizabeth, too, over here.
Oh, good. Hey, EG, how you doing?
I said we have the space for it.
Yeah, and you'd have the bird's eye view.
Oh Lord, yeah.
You got the best view in the whole radio station when it comes to the view of KSCO Beach uninterrupted by the towers.
Right.
Wow. Oh,
I heard from somebody not very long ago that a large majority of people refer to that beach as Radio Tower Beach, which I had no idea, even though I've been going there my whole life.
Please, it's KSCO Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so new callers during everybody's shows.
Yeah.
Just call in, and the worst thing that could possibly happen is we might disagree.
Here's a new caller, Band Mike. Stay on the phone, Hakeem.
All right.
Okay, BM, you're BM.
No, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Also, to clear up one previous question, I'm not unbanned.
You're not?
You asked how did I get unbanned. I just thought I should clear that
How
up.
Did he get unbanned?
I'm not unbanned.
You just unbanned him on the air.
No, I'm still banned.
I think the fact that someone put you on means that you somehow got unbanned, but who knows?
No, no, you made a new rule. When
what?
I got banned, you made a new rule that the host had the choice of taking my call or not. So whenever I call, I identify myself as banned.
Do some hosts not take your call?
Charlie sometimes leaves me on hold for an hour, and I don't even, actually, I lied. I don't even identify myself that way when I call him, because I think it would just be too confusing for him.
Oh.
Just to save the hassle.
It has nothing to do with subterfuge.
Right.
Okay.
But you had the one caller who really hates my guts, apparently, three or four callers ago. Because I called Hakeem's show about the naked lady downtown.
And Hakeem is still on with us.
Yeah, and I think the caller just wasn't listening very carefully to what I had to say, because really I was just summarizing the article that was in the Sentinel on Wednesday. And one of the points is that, as you know, public nudity is not illegal. Lewd behavior is illegal, as though public nudity is not lewd behavior. But that being what it is, the Sentinel asked the police captain, Steve Clark, what if there were 20 naked people walking downtown? Would they be allowed to proceed? And he said, yes, based on two factors. And I don't know how much reading you want me to do here of the air, on the air.
None of them may be aroused.
Well, yeah. So he goes on to make the article, and I believe the police go on to make the distinction. Well, how do I say this? With a woman, they have to look too closely, more closely than they want to decide if there is lewd behavior
on. It's too hard.
And that itself is lewd.
If it's lewd behavior.
Isn't that itself lewd, of looking closer?
Right. Yeah, it's probably more offensive to check than...
And as I said, I am now, and I was then, just summarizing the Sentinel article, because this is pretty outrageous. To go on a step further, you can tell from a block away if a man is involved in lewd behavior in the course of his public nudity.
Well, not necessarily. I mean,
you could tell a lot easier.
Yeah. That's how I would say it.
You got the drift.
And that was, and that was part of what we were talking about on the show, was really just that. I mean, look, the police department's claim is that, hey, we're just stuck in the middle here because the law is in place, and so we can't really do anything.
They put themselves in the middle. This is pretty strange.
You're as passive as you want to be. You're a cop.
Now, if women are going to be allowed to run around like that, then the men are going to holler that they should be able to also, because they have parts that never see the sunshine, as that elderly lady said.
What parts are they?
How much do you want me to...
Under my shorts.
I'll be happy to speak freely. I just don't think you want me to.
No, we better not.
You better not.
Then you have... we're talking about a slippery slope now, which I mentioned on Hakeem's show. So you got old men sitting around with everything hanging out, and it's all legal, and they're obviously not engaged in some lewd behavior, but how many women want to take their daughters downtown shopping?
Right.
Why don't we have the merchants protesting against this?
Yeah, I my question, of course, is the same thing. Why isn't there more outrage? I keep asking this, about a lot of things. Why is there not more outrage? I mean, look, I understand, I understand the principles behind it, too. But, let's put it on a nude beach. Do something. Don't force decisions on family. That's wrong. It's just wrong.
Yeah. Now, there's one more point in the article.
Yeah.
Clark, the police captain... said the community itself would have to demonstrate that walking downtown without clothes violates an unwritten but understood sense of standards. So what I'm trying to do as part of the community on your wonderful KSCO, everybody loves it, radio.
Everybody does love it. That's exactly right.
you don't mind my pandering, do you?
No.
I'm trying to demonstrate that the community itself is perfectly willing to rise up and demonstrate and express a sense of standard that should be upheld and the law should be molded around it.
Oh.
As he suggests himself.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you,
BM,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, BM.
Mike.
Yeah. So, Hakeem, thanks for your call. You know what I just realized?
Huh?
We haven't even started the program.
Yeah. Oh.
I realized that a little while ago.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because you were going off.
Yeah, let's start it right now, Bob.
Good morning.
See you later.
A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know. Radio.
Now, I want to be a good neighbor, and a neighbor sent an email to me yesterday, a neighbor of the radio station, and I'm going to read that email, and I'm going to ask for your advice on how to respond to this email. I want to be a good neighbor, but on the other hand, well, I just don't know.
Good morning, now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
But before we do that, let's go to Dave in Santa Cruz. Hey, Dave, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, man, I'm 25 years old. I live in Santa Cruz, and I work in sales, man. I could really, and that Travel Glacky guy, he's hilarious, man. I could really sell that guy, man.
You could sell him?
Yeah.
Sell him.
That is.
Sell him. We'll put him on the air.
High quality product.
Listen, how many times have I heard that in almost 18 years of running this place?
You know that
so
voice
many
guys...
people have said that, and we put them on. So it's going to be the chicken before the no. It's going to be the egg before the chicken. No, sell him, and then we'll put him on. Then we'll make a deal with him, and people can listen to the Traffic Lackey on his own show every day. Okay,
yeah,
but you got to sell him first. Now, he himself has collected a demo reel. Are you a buddy of his? Be honest.
Oh no.
Okay. So you don't even know the guy, right?
I'm a regular listener,
but
no, this is listening to your Saturday special.
And you don't know the Traffic Lackey personally?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, I would like to. I mean, he sounds like a really funny guy, you know.
Okay. He's definitely funny, and he's definitely
really
unusual, and he's definitely controversial. Do you know how he got the name Traffic Lackey?
How's that?
He used to work for us a good 10 or 12 years ago. He was only like 22 years old or something.
Really?
Yeah, and he was doing some clerical work around the radio station, but he really wanted to be on the air, so we put him on to do traffic reports, on-air traffic reports. And he got he was very controversial. He had a lot of fun with his traffic reports. He insulted everybody with the traffic on the traffic reports. He was an equal opportunity insulter, okay? And I was totally amused. I thought it was really funny. But Rosemary, who was and still is our director of programming here at KSCO, talked to him and said, "Look, you're pushing the envelope too far. You got to be cool. You got to back off." And the more she told him that, the more he pushed the envelope and the more outrageous he got. And what was it? I think we came out of a commercial for Dr. Wallach's Pig Pack, and the traffic lackey came on and said something to the effect that, he didn't have the grindy voice then. He had a nice, smooth voice then. Besides being good for everything, it's really, really good as a lubrication for masturbation. And that was it. Rosemary fired him right on the spot. He came running into my office expecting me to pull rank. This is a true story, ladies and gentlemen. I said,
Rosemary, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Rosemary fired the traffic lackey, and I believe that's the name that she had given him. And
I've heard her show, man, and
yeah.
It really, really sucks, man. It's terrible.
It sucks.
So, and I don't think her opinion is a valid opinion. I don't know why you guys got rid of that guy. I mean, he's hilarious. He's fantastic.
Well, for one thing, there was and is, you know, the concern about getting fined or getting some, you know, or sued or some sort of
problem.
Well, he wasn't
cursing, was he?
I don't think he was.
Well, I don't see what the problem is.
Well, you could be right. So, Dave, send me an email. You say you can sell. I'm going to hold you to it. Let's see if you can pre-sell the traffic lackey, and let's see if you can make it happen.
Well, I would like to hear some more callers about the traffic lackey. They can call and give them their opinion about that guy. I think he's great. What's the phone number there again?
479-1080.
Okay, great.
That's our on-air phone. Okay, so you want to send me an email?
Oh, I'll do that as soon as I'm possible. I'm kind of busy over here, so, you know, I thought I'd call you because I'm, okay. You know, I'm working. I work all the time, making some money.
Okay. Well, so remember, I'll it's mz@ksco.com. Remind me of this call and tell me how and what it is you think that you could sell.
Okay. That sounds great, Mike.
I'm serious.
Okay. So am I, man.
Okay, good. Thanks, Dave. There's no other callers. I guess that's the end of the show. We could start talking.
Commercial.
Oh, commercial? What's that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you got to do the commercials here. We'll come back in a little bit. Take it away.
It's the best little road race in California, and it takes place Sunday morning right here on the radio. Wake up and join me, Michael Olson, Sunday at 8 a.m. as the KSCO radio van leads the way as 14,000 citizen athletes race their way from the Santa Cruz Wharf to the Capitola Wharf. It is the 36th annual running of the Wharf to Wharf race. Tune in for our step-by-step live coverage by three-time Wharf to Wharf winner Barb Acosta and her color commentator Tim Shinoni. Hear the bands playing along the way and the shouts of encouragement to the race leaders as they pound their way toward victory in Capitola. Bring your radios to the race and turn up AM 1080 KSCO so all the runners can hear who's winning up ahead. Wake up Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and tune in to the 36th running of the Wharf to Wharf race on the big one, AM 1080 KSCO.
The Wharf to Wharf race is brought to you in part by Lloyd's Tire Service in Santa Cruz and Freedom. Lloyd's Tire Service, because so much is riding on your tires.
When it comes to decorating your home with tile or stone, you simply must get it done right the first time. Hello, I'm Monica Beverly of Santa Cruz Tile and Stone.
And I'm Troy Beverly. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone makes natural tile and stone available and affordable to homeowners, architects, contractors, interior designers, and realtors. Listen.
I'm Jim from Ben Lomond. We had Santa Cruz Tile retile our entry hall. Excellent service from helping us select the tile to a design layout and finally the installation. No problems at all.
Traditional ceramic tiles, granite, travertine and marble for backsplashes, countertops and bathrooms. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone makes them all available and affordable.
Get it done right the first time with the Diamond Certified Customer Service Experts at Santa Cruz Tile and Stone. Visit us at 1800 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz or at sctileandstone.com. We are Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, a proud member of the locally owned business community of Santa Cruz County.
It's Bud!
Real estate made simple.
It's Bud!
Have you seen the Bugs? Efficient, practical, simple, fun. These cars embody the Bug Realty philosophy. We don't drive high-profile cars and demand high commissions. Bug Realty gives you a friendly, no-nonsense, full-service brokerage to save you money whether you're listing or looking. Get your piece of the American dream. Let Bug Realty show you how.
Call 831-706-8419.
Real estate made simple.
I'm Marianne Collins of Bug Realty in Santa Cruz. Get your piece of the American dream with Bug Realty's three-step renter-to-owner program. Bug Realty is real estate made affordable and simple for you. When you see the Bug Realty bug around town, give me a honk or a wave or call me, Marianne Collins, 831-706-8419 or on the web at bugrealty.com.
Real estate made simple.
The great outdoors is indoors this weekend at the Giant TS Gun Show in the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds on Tully Road in San Jose. Yes, everything under the sun for the hunter, sportsman, and collector is indoors, including guns, knives, antiques, military goods, sporting goods, books, coins, ammo, jewelry, cases, safes, accessories, and much, much more. Get in on all the fun of buying and selling at the Giant TS Gun Show at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds in San Jose this Saturday and Sunday. Get there early for the best deals. Doors open at 9 a.m. You'll find hunting knives, all types of firearms, arms, work knives, jewelry, hunting goods, safes, swords, ammo, survival books, Western art, militaria, supplies for hunters and sportsmen, and much, much more. Don't miss the Giant TS Gun Show this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission just $8 per person, and children 12 and under get in free when accompanied by their parent or legal guardian. All local, state, and federal laws will be followed. Go indoors for the great outdoors at the Giant TS Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds.
Snoopy wears a red dress, yeah, as old as the hill. But when Snoopy wears that red dress, yeah, you know it gives me the chills. Oh, Snoopy, when I see you walking.
Yeah, you actually found it.
Of course they did.
The lost first. That you're amazing. All right, it's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Coming up on 11 a.m. right now, here's Fox News.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. It's being described as the most significant housing bill in decades. The Senate giving it a thumbs up this morning. President Bush poised to give it a quick signature.
Mr. Bush had threatened to veto the measure, but reversed course Thursday. And White House spokesman Tony Fratto says it will help, quote, keep more deserving families in their homes. But Fratto says the White House remains concerned about some $4 billion to help lenders rather than struggling homeowners. The Senate approved the package 72-13. The House blessed the same bill a few days ago. The package would ease foreclosures on some 400,000 Americans and tighten oversight of troubled mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. At the Capitol, Chad Pergram, Fox News Radio.
Obama heading home, McCain at home. From America's election headquarters, Barack Obama wrapping up his eight-day international trip by getting some face time with key British politicians, including Prime Minister Gordon Brown and former Prime Minister Tony Blair. And later, in an exclusive interview with Fox's Bill Hemmer, Obama said all his travels hadn't really changed his overall thinking on international issues.
What happens on a trip like this is, I think, you deepen your understandings. The broad strategic outlines I understood very well. There was a lot of confirmation of my strategies.
Obama now on his way back to the U.S. due to arrive in Chicago a little over 5 hours from now. John McCain in Sedona, Arizona, where he's apparently fine-tuning his stance on troop withdrawal from Iraq.
It was back in May when he said, I could see most troops out perhaps by 2013. And then after that, he had said maybe by the end of 2010. Now, talking about this timetable, 16 months, that would put it at the summer of 2010. But again, conditions on the ground, he said, that's what you have to look at, bottom line.
Fox's Carolyn Shively. This timeline appearing to put McCain and Obama and Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki all in the same ballpark. Iran, still insisting all of its nuclear activities are aimed at electricity production, is letting it be known today it now has 6,000 centrifuges cranking out enriched uranium. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
Well, there's only one major studio movie being released on DVD this week. And surprise, it's leading off the Fox Light DVD release roundup. 21 is the story of a brilliant MIT student, played by relative newcomer Jim Sturgis, who needs to pay his school tuition. So, instead of going the student loan or financial aid route like the rest of us, he hooks up with renegade math professor Kevin Spacey, who, like a modern-day Fagin, teaches students how to count cards and takes them on junkets to Las Vegas. Of course, menacing casino head Lawrence Fishburne catches on, and their odds quickly start to run out. And TV shows premiering on DVD this week include L.A. Inc. Season 1, Las Vegas Season 5, Earth the Biography, and Comedy Central's TV Funhouse. And don't forget to grab the Fox Light podcast at foxnewstalk.com. In New York, Rob Moore, Fox News Talk.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more Focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk.
An Iraqi delegation is hustling to Switzerland for a meeting with the International Olympic Committee aimed at getting the IOC to reverse its decision to bar Iraq's Olympic team from the Beijing Games. Now, this is over what the IOC calls political interference, Iraq's government having replaced its National Olympic Committee with members the IOC didn't recognize. A time for the meeting in Switzerland, not yet set. A century of G-Men, the FBI, marking its 100th anniversary.
In the early days, it was known simply as the Bureau of Investigation. Over the last century, a small group of 34 investigators grew into a workforce of 30,000, now known as the FBI. Today's recruits are a far cry from their predecessors, who cut their teeth on the lawless era of prohibition and the bloody reign of gangsters. Now, most recruits come to the FBI in their late 20s or early 30s, after careers on Wall Street, in law enforcement, and in the military. The Bureau is now focusing, some critics would say struggling, to recruit more minorities with specialized skills like second languages. The FBI director insists the transition from crime fighting to fighting terror is simply another chapter in the Bureau's history. In Washington, Catherine Herridge, Fox News Radio.
Lawrence, Massachusetts, paying its respects to Army Staff Sergeant Alex Jimenez, whose body was recovered recently in Iraq 14 months after his capture. He's getting a full military funeral today. Now, this is thinking outside the box.
AAA predicting another 25-cent a gallon drop in gasoline by Labor Day. A Missouri man not waiting around for that. Marvin Webster and his wife on a three-month vacation in a covered wagon pulled by
mule.
I wave to the people at the gas station when they wave to me, and I holler, fill it up.
He figures he's saved
probably over $600.
And counting. Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Holy wrinkled and rolling stones, Batman. Mick Jagger turns 65 years old today. Keith Richards hits the same milestone in a couple of months. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to KSCO 1080. This is Nikki James with your Central Coast forecast for the weekend. Today, sunny skies with a high of 72, west-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, and tonight, mostly clear to mostly cloudy skies and a bit of dense fog with a low of 53, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Sunday, areas of dense morning fog, cloudy skies will give way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. High of 68 and the west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. For your Monterey Bay boaters forecast, the northwest winds 5 knots, becoming west 5 to 15 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves 2 feet or less, northwest swell 3 to 6 feet at 8 seconds. Tonight, the west winds 5 to 15 knots, diminishing overnight. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet, northwest swell 3 to 6 feet at 8 seconds. On Sunday, we have west winds at 5 knots, increasing to 5 to 15 knots in the afternoon. And wind waves 2 feet or less, northwest swell 3 to 6 feet at 8 seconds. And I've got some current temperatures for you as well. Monterey's at 61 degrees, in Salinas at 65, and in Watsonville it's 67. Here at KSCO Studios in Santa Cruz, we're at 61 degrees, and the official time, 11:07 and 12 seconds on this Saturday, July 26, 2008. Up next, second hour of this Saturday special with MZ. Stay tuned. You're listening to KSCO 1080, and I'm Nikki James.
I made a terrible mistake in the first hour.
Why?
Well, I said the fanfare wasn't here, and it was.
It was all the time.
You should have told me.
Well,
you should have told me I was wrong and humiliated me in front of millions of people.
I don't like to humiliate you.
I deserved it that time, for sure.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start hour number two the correct way here. There's a damn mouse. Here it is.
I thought you caught the mouse.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
All right, I told you earlier that I want to do the right thing. This neighbor is upset about the graffiti. That, you know, they look across the lagoon at the graffiti.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
And I will read that email. I promised I would read it. I just haven't gotten around to entering my username and password to get my email to come up on the computer yet, because there are so many other things happening. Okay, we've been kidding around a lot, but I want to get serious for just a moment here, beginning of hour number two, real serious. We're still going to have a lot more fun. I want to dedicate this this program to my father. This is the 10th anniversary of the passing of my dad, and I will never forget that day, July 26th, 1998. The best dad in the world, And he had a great sense of humor and just an all-around wonderful, sweet, kind man that many of you in the KSCO listening audience knew as an optometrist down on the Pacific Garden Mall for, golly, close to a good 40-plus years, 40, 45 years. Let's see, it was from 1947 to 1989. So there's 42 years right there. And then another 4 or 5 years until he had a stroke. He was operating out of his house. So, Dad, there isn't a day that passes that I don't miss you and think about you, but I know that you're here, and it's because of you that that I have this radio sandbox to play in, and that the community has this wonderful radio station. So I just wanted to make note of that here today and dedicate this this program and the entire radio station to my dad, Bernard Zwirling, who was and is the greatest. So let's see what happens now. Oh, I think it's time for a K's commentary, the latest one. Am I right?
You're right.
Go for
it. Do it.
Thanks.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is K's Zwirling.
I wrote this story about my mother in 1981, 2 years after her death. I was studying clinical philosophy at that time, a new discipline which was deep and personal and analytical. And while I was still missing my mom, I thought about her a great deal then. Parents and children have powerful and intimate relationships and perspectives about each other, sometimes positive, sometimes negative, and sometimes neutral. Here I reveal my mother through my own appreciation of being a child, a parent, and a grandparent. I address the philosophical problem, that of finding a sense of groundedness in response to the universal human problem of the abyss, that is, the lack of meaning and aloneness or nothingness. My mother found her ground in God, and in so many ways, now I do too. This is called My Mother's Ground. She came to America from Greece in 1912, or thereabouts, at the age of 16. The fourth in a family of 6 children, quite poor, she had been a young school teacher in her village. Her sister and brother-in-law living in New York sent her the fare to join them in the land of hope and opportunity. She met and married my father, had 3 children, became a widow at 42. With the 3 of us married or gone soon after, she remained alone in the big house and somehow managed to make the money last. I worried and wondered about her aloneness every night. She would say to me, "God will take care of me. I'm not afraid." God was my mother's ground. An invalid for 6 years and in need of continual custodial care, my 82-year-old mother spent her final years in a local convalescent home. At times she was amazingly alert, other times forgetful, most often strangely peaceful and content. In the early days of her confinement, she would often ask in bewilderment, "Porque Dios me hizo esto? Why did God do this to me?" Interestingly, after her second stroke, she communicated almost exclusively in Spanish, her native tongue, despite the fact that she had been quite articulate in English. What made it possible for my mother to face each day with valor, even a smile? Her philosophy, which she affirmed each day when we were together. Todo lo que hace Dios es para bien. Everything that God does is for good. God was my mother's ground. In a way, I envied her very much, for I don't believe she ever allowed herself to see the abyss. She chose very early in her life to insulate herself from the anxiety of nihilism by a total and daily commitment to the will of God. What a fascinating and incongruous polarity of personality was my mother. A most gentle, benign imposition of an iron will in areas concerning her children, and a personal, complete, and total surrender to the will of God. Indeed, God was my mother's ground. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Zwirling.
Wow. Great. Welcome back to the hour number 2 of the KSCO special. It's MZ here. We're doing open mic today. I have no idea what's going to happen rest of the program. Had sort of a fun first hour.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, and I really do want to put it out. I really want to figure out how to do this fun karaoke show. And I'd like people, as part of this program, the karaoke program, to be able to call in and, you know, hear the karaoke on our end here that we'll put out on the phone and on the air, and they'll do their own karaoke on the phone. I mean, so what if it's not, you know, full fidelity? Or so what if it's not here at the radio station?
No, but that guy even just sang a little bit.
He
and
did
it was
a wonderful.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think if we just say, hey, request a song, and if anyone can sing, call
and
it
you're
in.
You're really, really good at, you know, getting a requested, you know, karaoke song up within, like, 20 seconds or
something,
right?
Well, Rhapsody's quick, so I can do it. We can do this.
That's terrific. So have you got those ones that you loaded in at all?
I do. Which one would you like?
Just I don't know, just one of them. Just surprise me. And don't even tell me what it is.
I'm not even going to tell you.
Yeah, and I'll know what it is because I put it on the jump drive.
I know.
Look at this thing. Fry's is selling jump drives, you know, these USB 2 things for 8 gigabytes for, what did I see? I mean, it was just some incredible amount of money. Yeah, before the rebate, $34.99 in-store price, $35 for an 8 gigabyte. Can you believe that? And then when you get the mailed-in rebate of $15, then your net price after rebate is $20. Can you believe that? I mean, I gladly did pay like $80 for 1 gigabyte thing once. You know, it wasn't all that long ago. Yeah.
That's pretty good. They're
so
good.
So what you got?
You know what?
You can't find it?
This thing is.
All right, I'll just take
just
a call.
Just give me a few seconds, yeah.
I'll just take a call. Well, you know what? I won't take a call. What I will do is find this email that I was talking about. Okay, and I'm scanning it right now, and I can't seem to find it. So you can't seem to find the music, and I can't seem to find the damn email. So you know what? We'll just go to Don and Bonnie Doon. Hey, Don and Bonnie Doon.
Hello, Michael. Can you hear me?
Just fine. Thank you.
Oh, good. I was going to say, that's one of the things I love about your radio station so much. You guys are constantly fouling up. Somehow the phones drop out on you, and that just makes it so down home. That's what makes
We have the best technical difficulties in the world, and we're so proud of it.
Well, it brings it down to earth, and it makes me feel, I don't feel intimidated to call you. You're the only person I've ever called on a radio station.
Oh, cool.
Thanks for the station, you know, thanks for all the help with the Bonnie Doon fires, the floods, the earthquakes. I mean, you guys are always the one I turn to right away.
I appreciate it. Hey, help us get the word out that you shouldn't tune away after the flood's over.
All right.
You know, because there's a lot of good stuff to listen to on the radio, on the station here.
Right. And I also sent you an email, about your mom's editorials being spoken real slowly, and that I'd like to see Richard from Watsonville on the air. And I don't know, maybe it was my imagination, but within 2 weeks, both of those things happened.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was my imagination, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Richard's a little bit negative for me. He seems to always be on a downer, and pretty much he's a extreme skeptic.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to talk to you about the nudity thing.
Yes.
I grew up with it in my parents took me to Red, White, and Blue Beach when I was a kid.
How old are you now?
I'm 52. I had to think about it. I'm 52.
Okay.
I don't, you know, people without their clothes on, they're not sexual. It's not usually not a very attractive thing.
Yeah, it's sort of gross most of the time.
Right. It is
not
sort of
always.
Gross. Certainly in my case.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole arousal thing, what makes it sexual is the tease, you know, having just certain things covered up.
Yeah.
In Europe, you know, they have the billboards with the women that are topless, and it's no big deal. Kids don't grow up to be perverts. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of incest going on, all that kind of stuff. But I know you're local. I know you went to Santa Cruz High. Do you know why Its Beach is called that?
The Red, White, which beach?
Its Beach.
Its Beach?
Yeah.
Didn't even know about that. What are you talking about? There's something called Its Beach?
Michael.
I'm sorry. I'm out of it. I'm just totally out of it. Where is Its Beach?
Its Beach is the first beach north of the lighthouse.
Oh, okay. I know about that. I didn't even know that was the name of it. I thought it was the Let Your Dogs Run Free Here Beach is what that was.
Well, traditionally it's always been called Its Beach. I don't know that you don't know that. That surprised me. I thought just about everybody knew that.
I'm just totally out of it. don't go by me.
Oh.
You know, so.
But the reason that it's called It's Beach is because in the 60s, when girls first started taking their tops off on the beach, you might be able to take it from here, the kids couldn't say the word in front of their teachers.
Oh.
So they shortened the word.
They took the leading T off.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, I'm not as stupid as I look.
And which brings me to something else. I don't know what you look like because you're on the radio. How about doing a show in the nude?
Okay. I had a nudist in here in the Saturday special once. It was a guy, damn it. But, you know, that's all we could get.
Yeah.
So, and it was sort of fun. It was Tom the nudist. And I think it's actually up on the Saturday special site. I think it's up there somewhere. But, a lot of people, there's some great Saturday specials that we've done over the years, and most of them are archived.
Uh-huh.
If you just go to SaturdaySpecial.com and then hit your playlist, they should all pop up there, and you can click on any one that you want to hear.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is MZ and the Hose. That was sort of a fun one in 1996. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, as far as the law about being nude, I had a housemate back in the 70s who was an attorney.
Yeah.
And the cops got called because there's a beach in Capitola. It's 38th Avenue Beach. Some people used to call it Joe's Beach.
Yeah.
The cops came down there, and then there was a big conversation about somebody being nude. A lot of the girls down there in the early 70s, mid-70s were topless. And they walked away because this is the way the law was back then. I don't know if this is true now. But on the beach, men could not be naked, but 200 yards away from the coast, you could.
Uh-huh.
And you could also be naked in unincorporated areas of the county. So that's one thing I don't like. I don't know if that's current law or not, but it was then. And, you know, there's the whole fairness thing. If men can walk around downtown without their tops off and without their shirts on, why shouldn't women be?
I've always been of that opinion, always.
Yeah.
I've never understood the difference.
Yeah. And then we had a topless car wash, and what a success that was.
Yeah.
That was on the west side over by the old Herco.
Hey, can that – I'm looking for – we're going to start doing more promotions.
Uh-huh.
Maybe in conjunction with advertisers or in cooperation with KSU. We got to start being more than just a fun place to tune into the radio. We need to get out there and do things.
You got to be cutting edge.
Yeah. So, but I mean, maybe we could do one of those things that you just said, like a topless car wash,
right,
as a promotion.
It doesn't necessarily have to be women, but you don't have to tell people that.
Yeah. Or even a bottomless one.
Well, I might not want to go to that.
Oh, okay. Well, we better make it topless. Everybody would go to a topless one, huh?
I know you've got other callers, Michael.
Okay, Bonnie Doondon, thank you so much for your call. Okay, let's see. Here is the email that I have promised you, okay? And I just received this 2 days ago. Mr. Zwirling, earlier this month, a neighbor of mine reported to your station manager that he had observed that the small buildings at the base of the radio towers have been tagged. It's a subject of concern which we, neighbors on 24th Avenue, have been discussing for far too long now. Your manager seemed unaware of the crime, which, of course, served to inform us that trespassing had indeed occurred. The Sheriff's Department, together with anti-gang task forces, agree that the most prudent and effective response to such crime is to paint over it immediately. It's been over 3 weeks since the graffiti first appeared. From our viewpoint, it is an eyesore. More than that, it communicates an attitude of acceptance which couldn't be further from the truth as far as we're concerned. We hope you feel the same and wish that you'd instruct your grounds crew to remedy the situation sooner than later. With appreciation, Patricia Dunn. Okay, the heart that gives gathers. That's the last thing it says here. Okay, so Patricia is obviously a neighbor here on 24th Avenue. And for those of you who can visualize, I guess you could all visualize the layout of the radio station. There's a bluff, a bluff of houses looking over the lagoon and the towers from which we broadcast. And apparently the little, you know, one or more of the little huts at the base of the towers have been tagged. Now, I don't I've got pretty strong feelings about graffiti people, you know, and I better not even voice my feelings because they might evoke some controversy here.
I don't understand graffiti, like, unless it's done in an art form in an acceptable place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't understand it either, and maybe we've done one or two shows about graffiti in the past 17 or 18 years here at the station. Maybe it's time for another, and maybe what I'm doing now is stupid because I'm sort of bringing it to the forefront of attention. But how should I respond? How should I respond? On the one hand, I believe that the second you paint over something, it's like a blank canvas. It's like a total invitation to come and do it again. Okay? So should I do that, or should I invite the people who are offended by looking at it, the residents across the lagoon,
to have
free access and at their expense paint over it if it bothers them? It doesn't bother me. I'm not looking at it. I can understand how it bothers them. They're looking at it.
I haven't seen it. Is it?
I haven't seen it either.
Okay.
I haven't seen it either.
Well, maybe they can make it into some kind of cool art form.
Yeah, well, that's what Rick and I were talking about that yesterday, and he said the best way to deal with these things is to make a mural, you know, so that murals don't usually get tagged. Only blank, clean canvases get tagged, you know, attractive nuisances, per se. So, I don't know, part of me wants to comply with the request and have one of our groundskeepers, as if we have a groundskeeper, go out and paint over the tagged hut there. And the other side of me wants to just ignore it, but I don't want to do that because it's not courteous. I mean, the person took the time to write this email. I don't know what to do. What should I do?
How about we play a song that you can sing?
Yeah, let's play a song.
Okay.
I don't know what I can sing.
See, if we had love all around.
My favorite, you know.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing date and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it.
Thank you, Nick. You put me in a great mood. That's hearing that song. That is the main title opening theme music to my favorite of all time television sitcom.
Mary.
Yeah, Tyler.
Moore.
Correct. Yeah, and everybody. Yeah. Oh, God.
It's
what a
classic.
Show.
I loved it,
what
too.
What a show. What a show. And Sonny Curtis did that, and he's still alive. And what else do you have there to keep me in a good mood? Oh, we have a board full of callers, don't we?
We do. So how about
one more song? Yeah,
okay.
maybe a karaoke song. That's good enough, I guess. The only thing is, I never know where to start with this one. Can you? You know where to start with this one? You do this one.
I don't know it. And you have the words.
Oh, I do.
With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work out. With a little love, we can lay it down. Can't you feel the town exploding?
Oh my gosh, awesome.
Together, there is no end. There is no end.
I don't.
What do you mean?
Having the words, you would think you know, I can carry the tune a little bit.
Yeah.
And having the words, but I just can't. I can't line it up with the,
okay,
with the rhythm.
I'm going to tell you
do
about
something
my,
else. Do
I'm
going to
tell you about my karaoke experience.
All right.
If you rely too much on the words, you tend to forget the flow of the rhythm. So you have to just kind of glance. I mean, you know these songs, right?
Yeah, but I don't really know it enough so that I have the words blazed in my brains. Now, okay, if you played an old Beatles, you know, karaoke, I could probably wing that.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. See? You got... How about this? Let's try this one.
Ooh, okay. I think
you
I
got yeah, this. Yeah, in the bag.
but the voice. I can't... The voice isn't
just
versatile.
Do your best, because you know how to make fun.
Now, and I can remember the 4th of July, running through the backwoods there, and I can still hear my old hound dog barking, chasing down a hoodoo there, chasing down a hoodoo there.
Oh, yes, it should have been the chorus here.
Bone on the bayou. Wish I was...
Oh, no. That's the chorus. This is no singing at all, right?
I'm not sure, but sounded good.
I thought it would be real simple if I just downloaded the lyrics, and it's not.
You know,
you gotta know where the place.
You have to listen, but you know what? You did awesome. That was great.
In the olden days, I could lip sync just perfectly.
I know. There's a whole different story when you start to sing.
No, I was afraid to sing because I didn't. I was just ashamed.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so now years ago, when I'm so old that I don't give a damn what people think.
Yep.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, it's just not quite
right.
We'll
work on it. I'll bring my guitar in.
So people who are listening are saying, my God, that guy's a nutcase. Who does he think? Just because he owns the radio station, he'll subject us to all this crap, all this cacophony?
Oh, no. They're loving it.
I just think that, like anything else, if I practice, even I'll get better.
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You can carry a tune. That's the key. If you can't carry a tune, I'd say good luck, but you can do it.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Who's next? Billy Sunshine.
I didn't know that Travis Blackie could sing.
Okay, but, you know, I'd give it a like a C+.
Oh, it's not something I'm going to work on, I'll tell you that. I had to give you the response because I was talking to my devil worship group the other day about the naked woman.
Yeah.
And interestingly, we came to just the opposite opinion of the guy who goes to Bible study. We like people every now and then wandering down there naked. It just sort of reminds us we're alive and shakes us up and makes us Santa Cruz. You know
who is
mean?
This devil worship group? Is it you serious? You have one of those?
Absolutely.
Who is it? Who are in it?
I can't tell you.
Come on.
Now, you know that that's got to be a secret.
Why?
Because right now we're trying
to sort of... It's not a secret devil worship group. It's just the devil worship group.
No, it is, because we're trying to infiltrate a Bible studies group. So we can't let people know we're out there and who we are.
My
iPhone. Because we're taking over all the Bible study groups.
My iPhone is ringing.
I hear it barking in the background. Says,
who is this? Hello? Hello?
I'm Michael
B. Who?
Michael B?
Yeah. Oh, hi, Jim.
How are you?
Good. I'm on the air now, and so are you.
Oh, hey. How you doing? Hello, everybody.
Yeah. So anyhow, tune into the Saturday special, and then we can talk afterwards, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, see ya. Bye. That's my friend Jim.
Michael.
My friends of all people should know that when they call me during 10 to noon on Saturdays, that I'm on the air. So why bother to call?
Is that a question?
No, it's a statement.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bill. What were you saying?
Oh, just that a couple of things. I wanted to respond to a couple of things that you said. About the graffiti?
Yeah.
I think your idea is right about the mural. And certainly you need to do something about it because right now you're like an absentee owner. You know, you don't live here, but you're...
Yeah, I live here.
Your property
is... Yeah, I live here. Yeah, I live here. Go ahead.
Really?
Go ahead. Yeah, I do. Go ahead.
Really? Good.
Yeah, don't you notice a lot more vibrant... You know, brilliance and fun and
really, you're
and
in
life
the
in the radio state. Yeah.
Oh, great.
I haven't been remote for, you know, 2 months.
Oh, neato. Yeah. So did you sell the Richmond condo?
No, it's not a Richmond condo. I have it for sale, and it's not a condo. Oh. It's a magnificent over. It's got the best view in the whole world. And I'm not hyping. This is not hyping. It is for sale.
What are you asking? Well, if you're trying to sell it, and so if you're trying to sell it, go ahead and do it. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do that. But too much personal stuff going on here. Okay. So since it's been brought up, if someone is interested, and we're talking, we're talking 2.6 mil. That's what we're talking. Okay. But down here, a similar waterfront property would be 8.6 mil, and it's not even as good. Okay. So. You know, if you're in that league and you're serious, you can send me an email and I'll tell you about it, okay?
Do you need someone to stay in it for a little while?
While we're doing the personal, one more personal thing.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Just as, a tribute to your dad, you know, it's really great that you had such supportive parents. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, when you wanted to do this radio thing, they
were
there.
Not only that, just all through the whole, you know, you couldn't have had more supportive parents. And people who know, everybody knows Mom now, you know.
Yeah,
you know what
sure.
kind of a person she is. And so Dad, the only time he went on the air... it was to do 4 Saturday joke specials with me and John Muth, and that was before your time.
There was something before my time?
There was something before your time, I believe. I don't even think you were living in the area or certainly didn't know about KSCO.
I'll stop calling as soon as you get any other liberal to stand up to give the other side of the argument, by the way. I know you're tired of hearing the same people, but do you really want me to go away? Then you'll only have one thing.
I know. That's the other.
It's up to you.
No,
I will
No, and I got to be real careful about putting out the vibes because we might not have any callers, and then I've got to do a tap dance, and I can't do a tap dance.
That's like saying...
Because I'm not that articulate.
That's like
and I'm
saying...
Not,
I want people to marry into the family because I'm tired of the family I have.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's true. I got to be careful. So Michael Olson says, don't get on the air and say you're tired of the same old callers saying the same. Get on the air and say, we really want to hear from new callers.
Yo, exactly.
Don't be
exactly.
shy. Make it a positive
spin. It's got to be all carrot, no stick. What you do is offer a prize to new callers only.
All carrot and no spit.
Yeah. 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 There's no way you want to insult the community you already have.
That's
right.
You're
trying to grow, not, and in my case, for example, I give great radio. You and I both know that the last thing this station needs is for me to go away. Now, that might be different. Well, you tell me.
Well, it's not, Billy, come on. Everybody is expendable, including me.
I would suggest
everybody is expendable.
I would suggest you that in where the radio finds itself at this moment, the least expendable person is Bill Graff and then me. And then Rosie. Actually, Rosie, Bill Graff, and then me.
Okay.
Well, you ask the people if they really want me to go away. They could get the traffic lackey instead of me if you think that's a good idea.
Okay. Well, I think you just put it out.
Okay, buddy.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There goes Billy Sunshine and his orchestra. Here's David in San Francisco. Which David is this?
David. David. San Francisco, yeah. I don't know which one you have up here, but I'm that one.
Oh.
Hey, by the way, Michael, you were given a good effort singing, but I don't
just
know if you
awful.
Know.
Awful.
No, it wasn't that bad. Essentially, though, one of the unique things about both McCartney and Fogerty are that they had really
the
unique
most
voices.
Versatile voices. Oh, my God, what those guys could do, particularly McCartney.
Oh, yeah, but they were also kind of interested in testing out different angles that the voice hadn't used before, and Dylan also. And so they will intentionally, like I've tried to sing some Dylan songs that, say, for example, Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands.
Yeah.
You can sing that so it comes out real melodic and whatnot, but if you really listen to the words, it's more intended to be a whole different, it's a spoken word piece. And frankly, if you think about Born on the Bayou, I was singing Born on the Bayou. And, you don't even bother trying to do the raspy of Fogerty. You can do it in a whole different chorus, but at the same time, and think about the...
I will try that.
Sure, much less, if you imagine you were born on the bayou, you were, they call it the S end of the stick.
Uh-huh.
Living in a swamp is, like, covered with mosquitoes and dangers of snakes and a horrible way of living and...
Big time.
God knows what you were living. So you're probably the poorest of the poor.
Yeah.
Born on the bayou.
Yes.
Then, the only way you're going to get some money is to drag your way into the city, and you never get into the rich folks part of town, so, chugling on down to New Orleans, and then now, I guess when you think about it, there's no New Orleans to go to, so you're talking poor, and, even if your daddy owns land down there, it's owning it in a swamp, so, yeah, Put some feeling into that. You're going to have a whole different key that you're going to be in. So there's that. Hey, what I wanted to talk about, though, is did you catch the impeachment hearings yesterday?
No.
Oh, man, they went on about 6 hours. You can still go on C-SPAN and just click on it and either download it or listen to all 6 hours. But, everybody was there from Dennis Kucinich to Bob Barr.
I did get a phone call from Dennis.
Kucinich?
Yes, he did. He called me 2 days ago during dinner. And
you're serious?
Yeah. No, I'm dead serious. He called me during dinner and told me about the war crimes and everything. I was talking to him, and he wasn't answering back. But it was definitely him because I recognized his voice.
Oh, are you talking about an answering automated phone call?
Maybe that's what it was. But yeah, that makes sense because, that would explain why he didn't answer me when I talked to him, when I asked him a question. He just kept talking on and on.
That guy. Hey, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, there are dozens of different witnesses that made it onto that panel. And I think Bruce Fein used to be Reagan's – was Bruce Fein one of the counselors, White House counsel for Reagan?
I don't know that name.
Oh, Bruce Fein's a legal constitutional scholar.
Okay.
And Bob Barr, is considered a constitution. He's a professor as well, even. He's a libertarian candidate for president,
uh-huh.
Right? And he was very involved in the Monica Lewinsky thing.
David, we got to pick up the pace here because I realized we only have 16 minutes left. We got commercials and we got James and Seaside, Jim and Aromas, June and Santa Cruz, Dan and Santa Cruz, and Traffic Lackey again.
Okay, well, if you want to hold me over, or do you want to speed me up?
Well, I want to speed you up.
Okay, well, let me jam through it. There, you know, obviously, you know, torture and FISA are good reasons for impeaching him. But the others are the loss of the U.S. dollar against the world's currencies. You know, everybody keeps thinking of gas prices are just because somebody's speculating on the market. But the reality is the U.S. dollar has fallen by over threefold.
That's right.
Since Bush has come into office.
That's right.
And most of that fall has happened within the last year.
Uh-huh.
So essentially, the dollar is based on the U.S. reputation. And if we, the people, are seen as so stupid that we can't get rid of either an evil tyrant or a moron, then we're seen as stupid, and nobody wants to invest in America anymore.
So are you in favor of the impeachment? Sort of a dumb question I just asked you.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, the guy he's either an evil moron or an evil tyrant. I mean, he's you know, a guy that's into torture and the loss of the U.S. Dollar.
David, want to thank you for your call to the Saturday special. Appreciate it. Oops, wait a minute. James and Seaside. James? Oh, James, call back. I hit the wrong...